This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong
and Audrey Raj.
Us guys and yous guys are venting about spam. It turns out that spam calls have jumped 300% worldwide. This is according to Truecaller's survey. Yeah, that's the word. There's something wrong with me today, you know. I need to get all in on this four-day work week. Mm. Anyway, messages.
Yeah, so there's one here from Kim. And Kim says, I have a question. Is spamming a crime? What's the legal consequences of it? Also, I think spamming is less evil than fraud calls. You know, I've received a few in different ways. One of them is an automated call. When you pick up the call, an automated machine tells you that you have used your credit card to a certain limit. And please press number to verify your information. When you have a credit card from that, whether you have a credit card from that bank or not, you panic and you think you want to talk to the operator on the other side and you've fallen into their trap. Then they'll proceed to scam money off you. Surely there should be some measurement to bring these spammers or fraudsters to action.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's another one here from David Law, who says there is also a spam call which, if you pick up, goes to a recorded message supposedly from Telcom asking to press this and that, and if you do, it will incur high charges.
Oh dear.
Yeah, that's one of the other ones when they call from overseas, isn't it? You pick up the call automatically and it connects to a premium telephone line. And before you know it, you know, your phone bill is just going. Whew.
I mean, for Kim's message earlier as well, just as a quick thing. I mean, many things aren't a crime, but it doesn't make them not annoying. Mm. So I think that's really what it is. Like a lot of spam stuff, you know, that isn't like a scam. Like they're just annoying. And I think that's really why we just don't want people just messaging us all the time. It's like slow walking, you know? Annoying, not a crime.
Slow walking. Also, there's a text here from Johan about the 4-day work week, or how the 5-day work week will soon die. He says he'll try telling his boss, and either the 5-day work week dies or the boss will tell him to go die.
Ouch.
Johan, can you speak to our boss as well? That'd be nice. Anyway. We are going to move on to our final story of the day.
Yeah.
It is all about don't call them mumpreneurs.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. So MoneyCorp conducted a survey of 500 female business founders, and nearly two-thirds of them regarded the term mumpreneur as a negative term. Nearly half of them said they found it patronizing, while a third said it had actually prevented them from being taken seriously. Sorry, apparently I've caught the rich bug. But what it is that they've also pointed out that you would never heard the term dadpreneur either.
That's true.
Mm. Yes. So the term mumpreneur was coined in the late 90s, and the dictionary definition is a woman who combines running a business enterprise with looking after her children. But 20 years on, the word has spawned acres of newsprint and divided opinion among female entrepreneurs. So this is an article from the BBC. And basically, some people that are quoted in the article say that they used to not mind being labeled as a mompreneur. But slowly, as they've gone through their business journey, they've realized it's a bit patronizing because it implies that it's just like, oh, it's just a mom with a little hobby, a little business on the side, that sort of thing. And they found it actually very difficult to talk to people when they are labeled as that. So, for example, let's say this person, Miss Buncombe, I can't find the last name at the moment, but okay, says that it bothers her a lot. And the worst occasion was in the early days of her business when she was asked to speak at an event and she was referred to as a mumpreneur on the promotional literature. And she didn't say anything about it. She brushed it under the carpet, but it undermined her business because it gave up the assumption that it's just a hobby, not a serious thing. And these days she says that she would definitely ask for the word to be removed as well. Joe Fairley, who co-founded the organic chocolate brand Green and Blacks in 1991, doesn't like it because she says, as a woman today, you're still expected to work like you don't have kids and parent your kids like you don't work. And every time you hear mompreneur, it's prefaced with just being a mompreneur.
Right.
As opposed to, oh, you're doing everything at once and you're succeeding in that, right? Literally, they would, as she says, I literally wouldn't be doing this if there was a word called dadpreneur, because that would then become a level playing field, right? And, you know, the kind of suggested alternatives to the term are like flexipreneur, because it's like you're running your business around some other kind of commitment. Simply some other people, Sally Buncombe, that's the first name, on her business card just says founder, because she says entrepreneur feels a bit more masculine, a bit like fast cars and suits sort of thing. And the words entrepreneur and mompreneur seem poles apart.
What's wrong with just calling them entrepreneurs?
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, call them entrepreneurs as well. I think that's not a bad way to go about it. But I think it's also like the fact of the matter is I never even heard the term mompreneur before today. And when I heard it, I was just like, that's not right. Like my initial reaction was just like, why would you call someone that? Is like, you know, as has been pointed out, you don't call people dadpreneurs. And they're just people who have businesses. And the fact that their parents, like, doesn't really factor into it, I guess. Like there's one of the people in the article whose business does revolve around products for mothers and for small children, so that's why they were quite comfortable with mompreneur.
That kind of makes sense.
It makes sense, right? But after a while, you know, it started to really become patronizing more than descriptive. So that's an interesting point.
Would it bother you, Oz?
To be called a mompreneur? I just don't like the term to begin with, just because, you know, you're an entrepreneur and you're a mom. You know, we all wear multiple hats every day. Would you feel, I mean, would a woman feel comfortable being called a mumployee?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Right?
That'd be gross.
Yeah, never looked at it like that.
Yeah, so there you go. Stop calling people mompreneurs.
There you go. All right, I think we've come to the end of the show, haven't we? Thank you very much for all of your tweets and your WhatsApps. I think, you know, the person who wins the Nala Goods for today, I think it was the one, I really liked the one with the Nigerian prince thing.
Irene,
thank you very much for sending us your message. We need your email address. If you could WhatsApp us your email address, we'll send on your details. We'll tell you a few more oh my word. We'll give you more details at the end of the show. Yes, right. Time for us to wrap up, Richard. My word. Right. So if you missed any part of this show, remember you can listen to the podcast a little bit later on, and we're quickly going to run through the stories that we covered. We started, of course, with that story about how, according to the yearly report published by Stockholm-based phone number identification service Truecaller, spam calls have jumped over 300% in 2018. It's clearly a topic that you guys got on board with.
Yes. And then we talked about Hootsuite's 2019 social media trend predictions. Basically, be more authentic. Don't do ads, I guess. Yeah.
Then that story about how our friendly billionaire entrepreneur Richard Branson feels that the 9-to-5 workday and the 5-day work week will soon die off thanks to technology.
Yes. And finally, we wrapped up with don't call them mompreneurs. Just don't.
Right. Ladies and gents, if you want to listen to the Breakfast Grill replay, it is coming up after the 1 o'clock news. And of course, the Breakfast Grill are revisiting the best conversations of 2018. You might like this one. The episode features Tom Wright. Didn't he write a book or something? Co-author of a book?
I don't know.
What was it called?
Something about like some sort of aquatic mammal.
Yes. Billion Dollar Whale. Yes. Don't miss out on this one. It's a very good one. And if you want to keep the messages coming in, 018-789-8899, in case you want to keep adding onto the conversation about these spam calls that have gone up over 300%. You have been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I've been in the studio with
Audrey Raj
and Christine Wong.
We'll be back same time, same place at noon tomorrow here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.